This is the Azella sample test for grade 1. This is unit 1 of the test. You should be on page 3 of the test book. Look at sample A. Look at the pictures and listen to the story.
Josh draws a picture for his teacher. First, he draws a house in a field. Then, he adds trees and flowers. Last, he adds a sun to his picture.
Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. Which picture shows what Josh draws first?
Josh draws a picture for his teacher. First, he draws a house in a field. Then, he adds trees and flowers. Last, he adds a sun to his picture.
Which picture shows what Josh draws first? Fill in the circle under the correct picture. You should have filled in the circle under the third picture, which shows a house. Do you have any questions about sample A? Pause the audio recording to answer students' questions about sample A. Turn the page. Look at number 1. Look at the pictures and listen to the story.
Some caterpillars turn into moths. A young caterpillar eats a lot of leaves to help it grow. The big caterpillar then makes a cocoon. Inside the cocoon, the caterpillar changes into an adult moth.
Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. Which picture shows what a young caterpillar does?
Some caterpillars turn into moths. A young caterpillar eats a lot of leaves to help it grow. The big caterpillar then makes a cocoon. Inside the cocoon, the caterpillar changes into an adult moth.
Which picture shows what a young caterpillar does? Fill in the circle under the correct picture. Turn the page. Listen to a story about James and his dad.
Dad, is there anything that I can do to help you today? James asked Dad. You could help me put the dishes in the cupboard, Dad said. That cupboard is too high for me, James said. You could help me empty the trash can, Dad said. The trash is too heavy for me, James said. Do you have any ideas? Dad asked. Well, I could help you eat that apple pie, James suggested. I think that is the perfect job for you, after you help me set the table, Dad smiled.
Look at the top of the next page. Look at number 2. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. What is the story mainly about?
Dad, is there anything that I can do to help you today? James asked Dad. You could help me put the dishes in the cupboard, Dad said. That cupboard is too high for me, James said.
You could help me empty the trash can, Dad said.
The trash is too heavy for me, James said.
Do you have any ideas? Dad asked.
Well, I could help you eat that apple pie, James suggested.
I think that is the perfect job for you, after you help me set the table, Dad smiled.
What is the story mainly about? Listen to the answer choices. A boy wants to help his dad. A boy wants to talk to his dad. A boy wants to eat with his dad. Fill in the circle next to the correct answer. Look at number 3. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. Where does the story most likely take place?
Dad, is there anything that I can do to help you today? James asked Dad.
You could help me put the dishes in the cupboard, Dad said.
That cupboard is too high for me, James said.
You could help me empty the trash can, Dad said.
The trash is too heavy for me, James said.
Do you have any ideas? Dad asked.
Well, I could help you eat that apple pie, James suggested.
I think that is the perfect job for you, after you help me set the table, Dad smiled.
Where does the story most likely take place? Listen to the answer choices. In a garage. In a kitchen. In a bedroom. Fill in the circle next to the correct answer. Turn the page. Now, listen to a story about liquids and solids.
Think of the difference between water and ice. Ice is a solid. Things that are solids are usually hard, and they have a shape. Many things around us are solids. Coins, rocks, and pencils are examples of solids. Other things, like water, are liquids. Liquids are not hard, and they flow or move. Milk and juice are examples of liquids.
Look at the top of the next page. Look at number 4. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. Which picture shows a solid?
Think of the difference between water and ice. Ice is a solid. Things that are solids are usually hard, and they have a shape. Many things around us are solids. Coins, rocks, and pencils are examples of solids. Other things, like water, are liquids. Liquids are not hard, and they flow or move. Milk and juice are examples of liquids.
Which picture shows a solid? Fill in the circle under the correct picture. Look at number 5. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. Which picture shows what the word flow means?
Think of the difference between water and ice. Ice is a solid. Things that are solids are usually hard, and they have a shape. Many things around us are solids. Coins, rocks, and pencils are examples of solids. Other things, like water, are liquids. Liquids are not hard, and they flow or move. Milk and juice are examples of liquids.
Which picture shows what the word flow means? Fill in the circle under the correct picture. Turn the page. Now, listen to another story about liquids and solids.
Ice is a solid. It is hard and it has a shape, like a cube. When ice melts, it turns into water. Water is a liquid. It is not hard and it flows. What happens when you leave a glass full of ice out on a hot day? What happens when you hold a cube of ice in your hand? The heat from the sun and from your hand makes the ice melt.
Look at the top of the next page. Look at number 6. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. What does the word cube mean?
Ice is a solid. It is hard and it has a shape, like a cube. When ice melts, it turns into water. Water is a liquid. It is not hard and it flows. What happens when you leave a glass full of ice out on a hot day? What happens when you hold a cube of ice in your hand? The heat from the sun and from your hand makes the ice melt.
What does the word cube mean? Listen to the answer choices. A full glass. A cold liquid. A solid shape. Fill in the circle next to the correct answer. Look at number 7. Now, listen to the story again to answer the question. What makes a glass full of ice melt on a hot day?
Ice is a solid. It is hard and it has a shape, like a cube. When ice melts, it turns into water. Water is a liquid. It is not hard and it flows. What happens when you leave a glass full of ice out on a hot day? What happens when you hold a cube of ice in your hand? The heat from the sun and from your hand makes the ice melt.
What makes a glass full of ice melt on a hot day? Listen to the answer choices. Heat from the sun. Heat from the ice. Heat from the water. Fill in the circle next to the correct answer. We have finished this activity. Listen for instructions from your teacher.